Lesson 15, Social Problems, 2, Part A, Listen, Write, and Speak.
Exercise 1. Listen to the radio news carefully. Then complete the 10 sentences below according to the information you get from the tape.
Good afternoon. A massive search for a missing Sanish woman today failed to turn up any trace of the 20-year-old University of Victoria student. Marguerite Telesford disappeared last Sunday shortly after she started out for an early morning run. Police believe she was the victim of foul play. Her earmuffs and a pool of blood were found about a kilometer from her home. Barry Bell has more on the story.
Hundreds of people turned up after police called for volunteers to comb the wooded parkland of Mount Douglas, north of Victoria, for clues in the suspected murder of Marguerite Telesford. But 4 hours of painstaking probing left the searchers empty-handed. Saanich Emergency Program Coordinator Lance Olmsted says the effort by the volunteers was remarkable.
Absolutely outstanding. We ended up, in the end, with almost 300 people in this search. In this area, 90% of the ground has been covered at least once.
But Mr. Olmsted says searchers found no clues or evidence in what Saanich police are treating as a murder. The mysterious and violent disappearance of a popular student has aroused the concern of the community, as expressed by those who turned up to search. Here's Victoria writer Eric Wilson.
Like everyone else, just wanting to help. I guess it's the first time I've lived somewhere where something like this has happened. I think everyone is very upset by it.
Laura Mallett went to junior high school, and university with the missing woman.
Marguerite and I are very close friends, and I just wanted to come out because I know that if I didn't, this is just going to make me feel better.
Other volunteers were Velma and Wilbur Park Miller.
Abby's 82 and I'm 77. We walked this area all the time. That's why we were so interested and so worried about her.
Although the intensive search of the area where Marguerite Telesford was last seen has officially ended, the police investigation continues, and almost $10,000 in rewards have been posted for information that would lead to an arrest.
The police investigation into the Marguerite Telesford case is continuing. However, the ground search for the woman has been called off. The 20-year-old University of Victoria student disappeared Sunday while jogging in a heavily wooded park area in Saanich. Susan McNamee has more on the story.
Every available person in the Saanich Police Department is working on this tragic case, but investigators are still baffled about the mysterious disappearance of Marguerite Telesford. Yesterday, more than 400 volunteers turned up to take part in a massive ground search for the woman. Some of them were friends, neighbors, fellow students. Others had never met Marguerite. They just wanted to help out. And while the search failed to turn up any new evidence, Inspector Jim Arnold says the public response has been overwhelming.
We're getting all kinds of suggestions and tips from the public, and the number of volunteers that showed up is evident of the support we're getting from the community and the type of information that's coming forward.
But so far, none of those tips have led to any solid clues. What the police have found are the woman's earmuffs and a pool of human blood on the jogging trail. But Inspector Arnold says they haven't been able to match the blood type with that of the woman.
We have Canada Customs and Immigration attempting to determine from Port of Spain, Trinidad, where the young lady was born, her blood type, but there is no records of her pre-immigration medical and her doctor's charts and her dental charts locally, and the family can't tell us what her blood type is.
The reward money in this case has now climbed to over $10,000.
Exercise 2. Listen to the radio news again. Then choose the best answer to each question you hear.
Good afternoon. A massive search for a missing Saanich woman today failed to turn up any trace of the 20-year-old University of Victoria student. Marguerite Telesford disappeared last Sunday shortly after she started out for an early morning run. Police believe she was the victim of foul play. Her earmuffs and a pool of blood were found about a kilometer from her home. Barry Bell has more on the story.
Hundreds of people turned up after police called for volunteers to comb the wooded parkland of Mount Douglas, north of Victoria, for clues in the suspected murder of Marguerite Telesford. But 4 hours of painstaking probing left the searchers empty-handed. Saanich Emergency Program Coordinator Lance Olmsted says the effort by the volunteers was remarkable.
Absolutely outstanding. We ended up, in the end, with almost 300 people in this search. In this area, 90% of the ground has been covered at least once.
But Mr. Olmsted says searchers found no clues or evidence in what Saanich police are treating as a murder. The mysterious and violent disappearance of a popular student has aroused the concern of the community, as expressed by those who turned up to search. Here's Victoria writer Eric Wilson.
Like everyone else, just wanting to help. I guess it's the first time I've lived somewhere where something like this has happened. I think everyone is very upset by it.
Laura Mallett went to junior high school, and university with the missing woman.
Marguerite and I are very close friends, and I just wanted to come out because I know that if I didn't, this is just going to make me feel better.
Other volunteers were Velma and Wilbur Park Miller.
He's 82 and I'm 77. We walked this area all the time. That's why we were so interested and so worried about her.
Although the intensive search of the area where Marguerite Telesford was last seen has officially ended, the police investigation continues, and almost $10,000 in rewards have been posted for information that would lead to an arrest.
The police investigation into the Marguerite Telesford case is continuing. However, the ground search for the woman has been called off. The 20-year-old University of Victoria student disappeared Sunday while jogging in a heavily wooded park area in Saanich. Susan McNamee has more on the story.
Every available person in the Saanich Police Department is working on this tragic case, but investigators are still baffled about the mysterious disappearance of Marguerite Telesford. Yesterday, more than 400 volunteers turned up to take part in a massive ground search for the woman. Some of them were friends, neighbors, fellow students. Others had never met Marguerite. They just wanted to help out. And while the search failed to turn up any new evidence, Inspector Jim Arnold says the public response has been overwhelming.
We're getting all kinds of suggestions and tips from the public, and the number of volunteers that showed up is evident of the support we're getting from the community and the type of information that's coming forward.
But so far, none of those tips have led to any solid clues. What the police have found are the woman's earmuffs and a pool of human blood on the jogging trail. But Inspector Arnold says they haven't been able to match the blood type with that of the woman.
We have Canada Customs and Immigration attempting to determine from Port of Spain, Trinidad, where the young lady was born, her blood type, but there is no records of her pre-immigration medical and her doctor's charts and her dental charts locally, and the family can't tell us what her blood type is.
The reward money in this case has now climbed to over $10,000.
Question number one. What probably happened to the University of Victoria student, according to the police? Question number two. What was the student doing that morning? Question number three. What does massive search mean? Question number four. How many volunteers joined in the search for the missing woman, according to Susan McNamee? Question number five. Which of the following statements can be inferred from the passage?
Part B. Listen and relax.
Directions. Listen to the song, "Nothing's Gonna Change My Love for You," and sing along.
You near me, the days would all be empty. that has been so long. With you I feel forever hold so clearly. I might have been in love before, but I never felt this strong. Our dreams are young and we both know they'll take us where we want to go. Hold me now, search me now.
Further listening.
Directions. You are going to hear a short passage once. Listen carefully and give the best answer to each question you hear.
Rhythm in literature is a more or less regular occurrence of certain elements of writing. A word, a phrase, an idea, a pause, a sound, or a grammatical construction. We are also accustomed to this reoccurrence in the alternate heavy and light beats in music. Our love for rhythm seems to be innate. Witness the responses of a small child to lively music. Children love to beat on toy drums or empty boxes. They stamp their feet and chant nursery rhymes or nonsense syllables, not unlike primitive dancers. As children grow older, they are taught to restrain their responses to rhythm. But our love of rhythm remains. We live in rhythms. In fact, we are governed by rhythms. Physiologically, we are rhythmical. We must eat, sleep, breathe, and play regularly to maintain good health. Emotionally, we are rhythmical too. For psychologists say that all of us feel alternate periods of being in high spirits and in low spirits. Intellectually, we are also rhythmical. For we must have periods of relaxation following periods of concentration. It naturally follows, then, that rhythm, a fundamental aspect of our lives, must be a part of any good literary works, whether poetry or prose.
Question number one. What is rhythm in literature, according to the passage? Question number two. Compared with a child's response, how would an adult's response to rhythm in music be? Question number three. Which of the following statements is not made in the passage? Question number four. What does the passage mainly discuss? Question number five. Where might this passage have been taken from? This is the end of Lesson 15.